Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Oh, I'm excited about today's show on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. I've titled this show, and it may sound a little risque at first, but you know, go with me. Just trust me on this. It's titled, Jesus Was All About Long-Term Care. I mean, long-term care. Long-term care. And when you think about what he said, you know, a lot of people know that in the Bible, John 14 is considered the comfort chapter. And the comfort that's involved in John 14, I couldn't say it any better, or clearly would love to hear how Jesus said it. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Trust in God, also trust in me. In my Father's house, right, there are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have not told you? And I'm going there to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you there myself, so that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going. And Thomas said to him, Master, we don't know where you're going. And how could we know the way? To which Jesus replied, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, Hans, this is huge. Really, then, because when you think about truly long-term care, I mean, he has got a place for us. And if we'll make the decisions, right, and act on those decisions to get into the kingdom and begin to invest in that kingdom, you know, that it's the sooner the better, right?
Well, absolutely. And what we were going to talk about today is really three clients that have just come into my world, and they're doing plans with us, and they've really come as a result of this show, and which is a little different because it's through the podcast. So I've got three different clients, all in either their 50s or their 60s, and they're couples, and they're two of them are listening to, let's say in the 10s, up in the 20s and 30s of number of episodes that they've listened to. One of the guys is going backwards, and we, as you and I have discussed this offline.
Yeah, the shows, if you go to the podcast, the last will be first. The first will be last.
Well, sure, and it's just, for some reason, that show, how that's showing up with some Asian guy that came here from Hong Kong 15, 20 years ago, and I think it's over 20 years ago, and there are a couple successful professionals, very devout Christians, and they're listening to the show, and they're picking up the show. And I'm still a little unclear of how it showed up. People in Ohio are the same thing. The guys listening to the show, the older podcasts of it day by day as he's riding into work or riding back up in Columbus, Ohio, and he found, I'm not exactly clear how he found the podcast, and I've got the same thing going on with some people in Indiana, so it's like the Lord is doing his work up there in the Midwest.
Corn Belt, yeah. So along those lines, because you might have guessed that today's show might be about long-term care, but Jesus was all about long-term care, but we wanted to speak specifically to that. I'm sure in your life, it's a different story on how you came to Christ and maybe your wife's life. Or maybe your kid's life. He does it different. There's no cookie cutter approach to the way that Christ brings you into your long-term care plan. So, you know, he went about it, and the way you invest in your long-term care plan is probably completely different than anybody else too. And so, you know, we saw some real diversity in these three different stories that we're going to talk about today, and the fact that, you know, it's really, there's a lot to be learned from the diversity in these.
Well, there is. And before we get into these three stories, I'd really like you to share the story you just shared with me a few minutes ago about, you know, 52 weeks ago or thereabouts, you were just thinking everything's fine and everything with your parents are fine. You didn't have any idea what you were going to be going through. So why don't you tell
the
story?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm one of my own stories. Yeah, well, you know, right at a year ago, we started Finishing Well. And, you know, I was excited to be part of a financial show that had to do, you know, with this book, you know, the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning Foreign Living and Retirement. And I read the book and I, you know, this is all very interesting, but didn't really see all that application to me. But in the Lord's timing, and clearly, the next thing I know with my father's health, you know, I am living almost everything that I'm experiencing from, you know, all the seven worries that you're going to find in the seven worries tab. I dealt with directly in the last 3 or 4 weeks, navigating Social Security, Medicare and Supplement. Oh my goodness, have I been with Medicare and Supplement, not mine, but my dad's. Long-term care, believe me, I understand stuff about that that I never would have guessed. Life insurance, post-retirement investment, and income taxes. Those seven worries. Next thing I know, I was in a crash course on all this stuff, and I couldn't help but note how God had, just like he's provided those podcasts for the people up there in the Corn Belt, he provided you, Hans, for me right here, right now. So as we walk through this stuff, it becomes alive for me. I understand, wow, these are things that really affect my dad, affect my wife, affect our, you know, my kids, all that's involved.
Well, you've mentioned the healthcare power of attorney. I mean, a lot of things, when we get into estate planning, a big part of what we want to help you plan for, and I'm sensing God wants you to help you plan for your whole family, is that period of time before you pass away, before your estate, you know, things, when the will takes effect, prior to that, we can have years where there's really some planning that needs to go on so your family doesn't end up in crisis. And you live that personally with the healthcare power of attorney.
Right, because you're going to have siblings, and at that moment in time, everybody has an opinion, and it's nice to know, you know, kind of how it's planned out and how it's going to be handled when those things come down.
Yeah. So, you know, in my own story is that, as Robbie and I have talked a lot about the way that God comes after different people in different ways, as you were mentioning, and with different solutions, different vehicles, but the place to get a hold of Hans is through my work. I mean, my work is my life, so it's through doing this radio show and just this, really the Bible study that it's become, that it's really enlightened me, and I'm able to help other people. So let's get on with the topic. So
yeah, it's absolutely that he has been preparing this place for us, and here we are.
Yeah, and it's just in modern times. I mean, it used to be somebody in biblical times, somebody would get sick and their family would care for them and they would pass away and they would comfort them. And that still happens sometimes, but now you have months and years, sometimes 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, where, again, your family, now you're getting sick, and through medical technology, just all the things that go on in a modern society, people live. This process doesn't take days anymore, the process of leaving the world. It can take months and years. And what long-term care planning is how do you want to be cared for yourself? How do you want your family to care for you? Under what circumstances? Do you want that care at home? Do you want that care in an assisted living? Are you one of these people that just says, just forget the whole thing, I'm going to go quickly? I mean, you know, how do you want the care delivered to you, and how do you want
to let me just say, okay, I'm 6'5", and I weigh 235 or 40 pounds. I'm a big guy. My dad is only 6'1", and at this point in time, he's probably down to 150. Mm. But I have, in the recent days, had to try to lift him to get him either, you know, onto a stretcher, you know, to help, you know, get him back into a chair or those kind of things. No. you think you're going to do this on your own when your family gets really, really sick? No, it doesn't work.
No.
It just doesn't work. You think you can do it. I would have surely thought I could do it. But no, it's just not the case.
I mean, they have wonderful home health care now that can be brought into your home. And it's now reasonable and practical for a lot of people that used to go to a nursing home or used to go to an assisted living. That is now a choice in many, many cases where you can choose that you want to be cared for at home. But now you need to bring in professionals to do that. You can't expect your family to do this 24/7. You want your family there 24/7. You want them praying with you, feeding you, loving you. You don't want them lifting you up and giving you a bath unless they absolutely have to and they're able to.
Yeah, it's a lot different than I would have ever guessed when you're actually in the midst of it. And you know, it's amazing to me when the professionals come in, there's a little guy, you know, he's about 5'6", and he looks like he weighs, you know, maybe 150, and he can handle my dad like there's no tomorrow. He just knows how to do it.
Yeah, so the three stories, which we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of them after the break, I think it's just noteworthy how these folks came to us, and they came to us because of this radio broadcast. They clearly, I used to think when I get calls of afar, they were from my book, and my books are still available. All three of these people have read the book, but they came to us first through the podcast or through, I guess, iTunes.
And we're very grateful for all those listening to the podcast, all those listening to the broadcast. But we want to mention again that what we're talking about today is long-term care. You can download that chapter of the book right there at the website, Cardinal Guide. You got to put the guide in after Cardinal, cardinalguide.com. Go to the Seven Worries tab, and there the PDF will be there. Again, the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. The show with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil is finishing well. And the podcasts are all available right there at cardinalguide.com.
Well, they are. And you can, if you want a paper copy of the book, you can certainly get it on Amazon or a digital copy. But if you just go on there and say you were listening to the show and you go onto our website at cardinalguide.com and tell me you want a book and leave us your address, and we'll certainly get one out to you.
All right. We'll be right back with more of today's show. Jesus really was all about long, long-term care.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to today's show on Finishing Well. Jesus was and is, by the way, he really is all about long-term care, and in our house is many mansions. And he's providing a place for you, but I'm thinking it's custom. you know, just that there's no cookie cutter approach. And talking about these individuals that you talked to here recently, I there's a lot to learn, both in the similarities and the diversity.
Well, yeah, and what all three of them have in common is the whole family's under, all six of them, let's put the three couples, but they all have in common is they're all under 65, which gets me thinking about solutions for long-term care for people that are under 65. I mean, so many of our clients are right at 65 or older, and we're talking to them about long-term care, and a lot of them think, well, there's nothing for me. We have solutions for people all the way up to 90 to make this situation of needing long-term care, paying for it, better for you financially. So let's talk about, so a lot of folks don't like me using their name on the air, so we'll refer to them as the Pennsylvania couple, the Ohio couple, and the Indiana couple.
Right.
Okay, so the Pennsylvania couple are a couple of folks that came here from Hong Kong. They met in church in Hong Kong, and they have an almost 18-year-old daughter. They're very devout Christians. They found the radio show. He's listened to them. He told me 34 of them so far. Bought the books. He likes the show better than the books. He feels he learns more from it, hearing the stories. But there, as I looked through their whole financial situation, you know, you could make an argument that they've got enough money to pay for long-term care if it happens to them. I mean, certainly he wasn't making that argument, and I'm not, because I think even people that have the money should really do some effective planning for it regardless. It just makes sense. Now, he came to me about long-term care. I mean, that's his opening thing, and in the process of that, I'm assessing all his life insurance policies for him, thinking that I'm going to turn these life insurance policies into life insurance that also pays for long-term care. And when I was all prepared for that, when we showed him some alternatives, he kind of stopped me and he says, I don't want to do anything with those. He says, I've calculated that this particular life insurance policy is going to be worth, you know, if my wife lives to 100 and then passes away, it's going to go to our daughter almost $2 million. And I, so he just wants to leave that alone. He says, we have other money that we're going to, we want to look at some options with long-term care. In the process of this, I learned, and some of this might be their culture as well, is just very, it's very important to leave a nice estate to their children or to their one daughter.
And I think that's completely biblical that, you know, we would leave resources to our family to continue to invest, for them to invest into the kingdom.
Oh, yeah. And I, as I explained to him, that's going to be important to her as well when she receives this. But this long-term care is potentially going to be even more important because she's going to be the one responsible for the both of you. When and if you need this.
Okay? Right.
And they're both in excellent health. So,
but, well, the beauty of their situation, right, if I'm not mistaken, is they're down in their 50s, early 50s,
yeah,
where it's
55.
Very affordable.
He's 55, she's 51, very affordable. And so I immediately went to one of the solutions that we have for people, which is a second-to-die life insurance policy for $1 million, okay? Now, it's not going to pay off the $1 million to them until the second one dies. So it's a, you know, it's a survivorship policy. But that's perfect for them because they want to leave money to their daughter. And then this $1 million policy with this particular company allows you to split the $1 million up in half and have a $500,000 of long-term care coverage on each of the husband and wife. So in other words, if they both live a long life, never use long-term care, the second one passes away, the daughter gets $1 million. Let's say they're going along and the first one gets sick at 80 and he uses up $400,000 of his $500,000 for long-term care. Then he dies. There's no payment beyond the long-term care. Okay, it's going to pay that $400,000. So he's getting his death benefit or her death benefit,
right,
early. And then maybe she uses no long-term care, and she passes away at some later date, then the daughter's just going to get $600,000. So I thought was thinking he was really going to like this because, you know, it's going to it's $1 million in insurance. It seems to me like the premium was about $10,000 a year. Can never go up. It's got $500,000 of long-term care coverage on each of them. If you never use it, it gives the $1 million
right
to her heirs. These folks have very high incomes, so they're in a position to do something like this. But as we get talking, he kind of runs the numbers on the whole thing. And as we get talking, he's not that concerned about the death benefit because he's already done so much estate planning directed toward her. She said this long-term care is to pay a benefit for us. Anyhow, we kind of went full circle and we ended up on traditional long-term care insurance. And that's the recommendation that we just sent to him, where he has only a 10-year premium. Because he was a little concerned about that $10,000 a year going on into retirement. They could get up into their 90s and 100 and have difficulty with this. The traditional long-term care that I've prepared for them only has a, you know, has a premium for 10 years. So he can pay this off while he's still working. And it really has no refund if you don't use it at death. But it went in a whole circle. So let's move on to the Ohio couple.
Okay.
So the Ohio couple, they found us through the show. And going through them, they're not as well off as the couple in Pennsylvania, but still pretty well off. I mean, they've accumulated most of their money is in retirement accounts. And so where we're going with the long-term, very concerned about long-term care. They've read the book. They've listened to the show. They're in, and so we're able to just go right down what are the solutions. And where they're going to end up is using some of their IRA money to roll over into a single payment. It doesn't need to be a large percentage of their IRA money simply because we can put husband and wife on the same policy on a second to die things. I don't really want to explain the details of it, but it's unlike the first guy. It doesn't have a premium anywhere near that amount that he was looking at. And we're just going to use a lump of their retirement money and a small premium after that to give them some security with long-term care.
Once again, the beauty of that is making the decision one of the beauties of it is similarly, they're not, 70 years old trying to make this decision. They're
63 and 62.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the youth, the younger you start, the planning, and think about that biblically, the sooner you come to Christ, the sooner you turn your life over, you begin to turn your everything over to him, the more life you get out of life, really, because, he is the way and the truth and the life. It's the way to the Father. So,
looking at this stuff, dealing with it, making provisions, the younger you are, the better. And, in my world, I consider somebody in their 50s and early 60s young. Okay, so I want to move on to the Indiana guy. And the Indiana guy and couple, very nice couple, and they've listened to a number of the podcasts as well, bought the books. And this guy, all three of them are, but this guy especially is a real numbers guy, systems guy. And he, unfortunately, at 61 years old, has Parkinson's, okay? And it's just the early onset of it, but it's still there. And he wasn't that interested in long-term care insurance until I told him that he couldn't buy it, really, from just about anybody, just because that question is one of the first questions on every one of these things. And he also had a small stroke. This guy just retired, so he's functional enough that he's been working and is going to enjoy several years of a nice retirement. At some point, he's probably going to need a good amount of care. And so it really came to me a few days after this, the solution for him, which we talk about, is we have some annuities that have no health questions, that have enhanced benefits for long-term care. And I'm not going to try to get into explaining these with just a few minutes left in the show, but it simply means is you put aside a set of money or an amount of money and you let it accumulate and then it sets up a future income that's guaranteed. And then if you needed long-term care, either one of them did, the amount of money that pays you by the month or by the year doubles for up to 5 years while you're needing long-term care. So a very smart move for him. And we have a few choices in that department. And it also met a need. He's got a pretty sizable IRA 401k money. And it's also going to provide some security and some safety because a lot of that is invested at high risk. So he's going to get some diversification inside of his portfolio of investments by just segmenting some of this money into an annuity that has long-term care benefits. He gets that with no health questions.
Wow. And as you can see, there's a lot of diversity in everybody. And that's the beauty of having resources, which are right there at cardinalguy.com. You can see what easy way to contact Hans yourself. Download, today's chapter on long-term care. Listen to the podcast. However, you can find, God's just like he tuned in to give me this information. He's tuned in. You're not listening by accident. He's tuned in to give you this information. It's it all at cardinalguide.com. We thank you so much for listening. It's a fun show, Hans.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.